AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The world knows him as Jihadi John, the masked knife-wielding militant in videos showing Western hostages being beheaded by the Islamic State group. The research director of a London-based civil rights group told Sky News the masked militant, who has been identified as Mohammed Imwazi, is not the man he knew.
That the Mohammed that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
The employer of one of three men charged with plotting to help the Islamic State group says the suspect was about to quit his restaurant job at Gyro King in New York City, where he made about $500 a week slicing lettuce. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports a former top aide to Osama bin Laden has been convicted in New York of conspiracy to bomb U.S. embassies in Africa.
A federal jury in Manhattan convicted Khalid al-Fawaz of conspiracy in the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. The trial showcased the early days of al-Qaeda when Osama bin Laden was setting up training camps in Africa and using his close associate al-Fawaz as a press liaison. Al-Fawaz showed no reaction to the verdict. He faces a possible life sentence.
Before he was sentenced today to 30 years in prison before parole, a 47-year-old New Jersey man convicted of beating his wife with a frying pan and then strangling her, told a judge he misses her daily. Quite a different story on the West Coast in California. Sensing that their mother and father were close to death, their children pushed their hospice beds together and gently placed their father's hand in their mother's palm. Floyd Hardwig, aged 90, died first. 89-year-old Violet followed 5 hours later on February 11th. This is AP Radio News. The FCC has approved tougher rules for internet providers.
These new rules prevent providers from creating paid fast lanes and slowing or blocking web traffic. Commissioner Mignon Clyburn says net neutrality means equality for customers.
Certain communities have the capacity to achieve limitless outcomes, while others a few yards from town are stuck in a digital desert.
Opponents call net neutrality an overreach by the government, and FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai says this will likely mean higher bills for consumers.
If you liked the Ma Bell monopoly in the 20th century, you will love Pa Broadband in the 21st.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, the only woman known to be contemplating a GOP presidential bid, today challenged likely Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to name a single accomplishment from her time as Secretary of State. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.